Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
It's amazing, if you're feeling a little bit run down, the amount of people who will tell you, I swear by X amount of X, Y or Z supplement or multivitamin vitamin or whatever they get their benefit from. But a leading scientist in the UK has hit the headlines after saying that people are wasting their money on supplements when they should be spending it, he said, on real food. Well, given Professor Tim Spector's comments, we wanted to investigate just how effective supplements are and whether people actually need to be taking them at all or on wasting their money, maybe perhaps, on them. Well, registered dietitian Sarah Keogh is with us now. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Carl.
Tell us, what do you make of Professor Tim Spector's comments? Are they a waste of money, supplements?
No, not at all. I mean, it's a bit of a broad sweep. And certainly over the years working as a dietitian, I have definitely had patients who've come in with a whole bag of supplements. And when they've left, there's about two they're still taking. So we can go a bit wild with them, but that doesn't mean they're useless. And there's definitely times, you know, like in Ireland, we just don't get the sunshine for vitamin D. And the nice bit of weather we're having this week isn't going to cover us. So we do need our vitamin D supplement. You know, folic acid, if you're planning a pregnancy, is incredibly important. You're not going to eat enough folic acid from food, no matter what anybody tells you. You're going to need that supplement. So there's definitely times for supplements. And,
so
you know,
vitamin
the idea
D
that we get
folic acid. But folic we could acid. Get, if we could we eat enough vitamin D? Is that possible?
No. It's possible, but nobody in a normal everyday diet is going to actually do it. It's a bit like, you know, you'd want to be eating oily fish every day. You'd really want to be into it, you know.
Yum, yum.
So it's there. But we know that well over 97% of people in Ireland don't even come close to targets for vitamin D.
Really? Okay. Acid obviously is a must if you're want to get pregnant.
Planning pregnancy,
Yeah, and vitamin D. Is there anything else that you have to get a supplement for?
Not that you have to. I mean, if you don't eat fish, I would always think about a good fish oil supplement, because the specific omega-3s that we get in fish, which are EPA and DHA, are extraordinarily difficult to get anywhere else. And it's such an important nutrient for the brain. But if you can eat the fish, I mean, I'm a dietitian, it's food first as far as possible. But the idea that we can all, you know, get it from food, you have to be eating the most extraordinary diet to actually get everything from food. And, you know, people in real life don't get close to that. So, you know, if someone wanted to take a top up, it's fine. There is this myth that you don't absorb it, but that's total rubbish. You do. There's no problem with that. But it's always good. I always say a supplement is a supplement to a healthy diet, not an instead of. So what I hate is people taking instead of eating proper food.
What about, Sarah, when you've been sick, you know, you're run down and your mum says to you, are you taking any supplements?
So where we would see it, someone like if you and I catch a cold and we're fine after a few days, probably no need there. But if what I would have seen in practice over the years, people coming in and they've had a series of infections, they're catching everything going and you have a look at the diet and they are missing out on things. So you'd like that idea of a tonic for a few weeks, but it's not something usually you'd need to do forever, but it can be good because people do miss nutrients and they don't always realise.
And what's in the tonic? Like, how is that helpful?
Oh, it's a general multivitamin. So your immune system has to be really, really responsive, that when you get an infection, you know, your bone marrow suddenly goes into overdrive. It's producing millions and millions of immune cells. But to build them, you need your zinc and you need selenium, you need protein, you need vitamin C, you need all of that there. So if it's not there, your body can't mount the same defense that we want it to. So you're a general multivitamin. If we talk about a tonic, really a tonic is a general multivitamin. That's going to give you a little bit of everything.
Okay, because, you know, like, I don't know if you might not want to comment on specific brands, but like there's, for example, there's Revive Active, which is very well marketed, also very expensive. You know, I think it's €50 or something like that for a month's supply, but it claims to have all these bits and pieces. Now, I tried it. I found it sort of good, but like you're never quite sure really. Like, does it make any difference? Is it only in your head?
It really depends. And I hate to be so vague on that. Like, it depends on what someone's eating. You know, if someone actually is eating very well, you know, and getting a lot of infections, you might go back and go, well, God, they've celiac disease. Maybe they're malabsorbing. So you're kind of, and what I'd always say to people, go and see a dietitian. You know, we'll go and see a physiotherapist, but we'll take random advice on nutrition from literally anywhere. So you can actually go and see a dietitian and get your diet checked. And as I said, often save you a fortune in what you're spending on supplements afterwards.
Yeah, even from Drive Time listeners, they'll take advice. I hope not. But I was going to ask you before, that's a prelude to my next question. Sometimes I say to my wife, let food be thy medicine. And if I feel a little cold, right, I put loads of garlic into soup. And I swear to God, I think it works. But am I wrong?
Does
it work? Could it work
that
quickly?
No, you're right. it's not going to work instantly, but it does. There's really, really nice benefits to garlic in terms of like infection and stuff like that. Now, I wouldn't be, if your doctor has advised an antibiotic for an infection, please take it. Mm-hmm. But things like garlic can definitely help. And there's definitely things that support the body with that. So they're really, really good things to do as
well.
Are
you talking about raw garlic? Because I do know people who like to chew on raw garlic.
People with raw garlic, the only reason they don't get colds is because no one goes near them. But cooked garlic is actually going to work. But
is it better though, raw?
No. Thank God.
Thank God. Now, Cormac, just listen to that, will you please?
I thought I was doing something fantastic.
sorry, Sarah. Go on.
No, I was going to say, just carry on with the garlic is a lovely thing to do, but it's that idea of having a balanced diet. And, you know, we talk about the five a day with the fruit and veg. If you can actually do that, which sounds huge, but it's only a third of each meal, some sort of fruit or salad or veg and protein. Like if you're not getting enough, now you don't have to rush out and start buying protein shakes, but you know, women do often skip it at lunchtime, for example, they'd have soup and bread. So protein is very important for the immune system as well. But you know, other things affect it, you know, sleep, how busy you are, stress, there's lots of things in there. So before you go spending a fortune on supplements, it's no harm to get advice. But as I said, definitely your vitamin D is going to be important.
Dr. Eva nearly killed me for saying fruit and veg. She said veg and fruit, put the veg first. Anyway, can I ask you really quickly on this, Sarah? Are plant-derived supplements less harmful to the environment? My vitamin D is from plants, as a listener.
Do you know, I've actually no idea. Most vitamin D that we take comes from pork. I'm not sure where they're getting vitamin D plant-derived. There's some. I mean, it would have, once it's vitamin D3, once it's the actual specific molecule, the source of it shouldn't matter in terms of how effective it is in the body.
Okay. Look, fascinating as always. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Sarah Keogh, registered dietitian.